This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Dan Gore, attorney at law, the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Gore, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Kurt Staley, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Kurt, K-U-R-T. Last name is Staley, S-T-A-I-L-E-Y. On February 21st, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, as well as taking the history directly from the patient, period. I performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 54-year-old male, height 5'11" tall, weight 223 pounds, period. The patient was involved in a motorcycle accident, serious in nature, on or about July 5th, 2022, period. The patient has poor memory that day and had a severe concussion, period. A one-ton Ford truck coming around a corner several feet left of center struck the patient's motorcycle, period. He was thrown from the cycle and was unconscious, period. He was helicoptered to a trauma center, period. He had immediate pain that became worse that day involving his head, comma, left knee, comma, and left foot, period. His left big toe was torn off and was severed and lost, period. New paragraph. Despite treatment, present day is still having problems with concussion, comma, memory loss, comma, headache, comma, left foot pain, comma, left ankle pain, comma, and left knee pain, period. New paragraph. His left foot pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 4 hours a day and ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. It is described as a sharp pinching pain, period. It is non-radiating, period. He has completely lost his left great toe that causes balance problems, period. He can't fit in his shoes, period. New paragraph. His left ankle pain is described as intermittent, occurring approximately 5 hours per day, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 0 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. It is a pinching sharp pain, period. It is non-radiating, period. It is worse when he walks and steps, period. New paragraph. His left knee pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 1 hour a day, period. It ranges intensity from a good day of 0 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. It is a pinching sharp pain, period. It is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. His concussion has resulted in a traumatic brain injury, period. He has problems with memory issues, period. He has headaches every day that are mild, approximately 4 hours per day, period. Location is bitemporal and non-radiating, period. It is described as a dull, aching pain, period. He has problems with recall, and his computation and thinking ability is slower, period. As a result of this, he is unable to teach in church at times, period. When he drives, he is never lost or loses awareness of where he is, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day he was helicoptered to Louisville Trauma Center and admitted approximately 4 days, period. He saw many specialists and had an amputation of his great toe, period. He saw his family doctor and was referred to a podiatrist, Dr. Parmentier, P-A-R-M-I-N-T-E-R, who has been taking care of his foot with dressing changes and his infection period. His family doctor has treated his vertigo that has resolved with 3 months of vestibular therapy by physical therapy, period. He had more physical therapy for his foot, ankle, and knee, period. He was given orthotics and fitted for a brace of his knee, period. He was told that he had torn ligaments in his knee and surgery may be an option, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He is having problems doing construction activity, comma. Teaching is difficult due to memory issues, comma. Walking greater than 3,000 steps, comma. Running, comma. Going downstairs, comma. Jumping, comma. Housework, comma. Yard work, comma. Sports such as basketball, period. New paragraph, medications include amlodipine for hypertension as well as over-the-counter medications for this condition, period. These over-the-counters include ibuprofen and topical creams, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition include over-the-counter medications, comma, physical therapy, comma, daily exercises, comma, knee brace, comma, and custom orthotics of the left foot, period. New paragraph, past medical history is hypertension. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his left foot or great toe in the past period. He has never injured his left ankle or left knee in the past period. He never had a concussion or had head injuries in the past period. He has never had significant headaches in the past period. His left hand was injured in a work injury 10 years ago where his fingers were pinched. He did have physical therapy that completely resolved these issues in approximately 2 months, period. He has not had any prior significant automobile accidents, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals a great toe amputation due to this automobile accident, period. At age 2, he had stitches in his mouth, period. New paragraph, occupation is that of IT. That's IT at IU, period. He retired approximately 6 years ago, period. He was doing part-time construction until this accident, period. He is unable to do it now, but he is able to do part-time custodian at a church, period. New paragraph. I reviewed an excessive amount of medical records and want to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Athletico physical therapy discharge states he was discharged following today's visit. He has done exceptionally well with physical therapy. He feels no longer limited by his dizziness, period. Monroe Hospital Emergency Department notes July 9th, 2022. Chief complaint dizziness started 3 days ago. 53-year-old male recently discharged from Louisville Hospital after multi-system trauma from a motorcycle accident, period. Upon being discharged, he feels dizzy, period. They did a CT of the head. Impression was no acute intracranial abnormality, period. Forte Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, October 11th, 2022. Diagnosis is pain joint, knee left, injury of the posterior cruciate ligament of the left knee, initial encounter. University of Louisville Hospital, emergency room, admission date July 5th, 2022, discharge date July 8th, 2022. They discharged him on oxycodone. The diagnosis was a bike accident, left great toe dislocation, an open fracture, comma, facial lacerations, comma, left lateral sixth and seventh rib fractures, period. History of the present illness, 53-year-old male, status post MCC, comma, unhelmeted, comma, positive loss of consciousness, period. He was riding his motorcycle and then found himself in a field with EMS at the scene period. He was told he was hit by a truck. They did x-rays of the knee, which was negative for acute fracture. CT of the maxillofacial area showed mild soft tissue swelling. X-rays of the foot showed status post-amputation of the great toe at the level of the MTP. That's MTP. On physical examination, they show almost complete traumatic amputation of the left great toe, skin scattered abrasions and lacerations. Hospital course, radiographic imaging revealed left-sided rib fractures and left great toe near amputation with open fracture period. He also had lower left jaw facial laceration that was repaired in the emergency department period. The patient was admitted by the trauma service with podiatry period. He had intraoral laceration that was repaired period. Podiatry repaired the laceration of the great toe period. He ended up being taken back to the operating room the following day for secondary wound closure to the left great toe with left hallux amputation period. Also complained of floaters while in the hospital, and ophthalmology was consulted period. Note by Dr. Schmaltz, S-C-H-M-A-L-Z, August 8th, 2022, assessment, motorcycle accident 1, number 2, amputated big toe, number 3, anxiety, number 4, hypertensive disorder, foot wound undressed, debrided, still complains of vertigo. Radiographic reports of the foot, August 30th, 2022, prior amputation of the left first toe period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all his treatment is outlined above as it relates to the motorcycle accident of July 5th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, on examination today, February 21st, 2022, the patient had an abnormal gait and was wearing orthotics, period. The patient had a scar on his chin, period. ENT examination revealed pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck was normal, period. Thoracic and lumbar areas were unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft, period. Examination of the extremities revealed 8% swelling of the left knee, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the left knee, period. There was crepitance and diminished range of motion of the left knee, period. There was diminished strength of the left knee, period. Examination of the left foot revealed a major deformity, period. The left great toe was completely absent due to amputation, period. There was deformity of the medial distal metatarsals, period. There was pain and crepitance on range of motion of the left ankle, period. There's 15% swelling of the left ankle, period. There was diminished range of motion of the left ankle, period. There was diminished strength of the left ankle, period. Neurological examination revealed poor recall of four items, both at 5 and 15-minute intervals, period. The patient had an unsteady gait and had problems with heel-to-toe walking, period. Reflexes were normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, left foot, comma, left foot trauma, comma, amputation of the left great toe, comma, left great toe dislocation and open fracture, period. Number 2, left ankle trauma, comma, sprain, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number 3, left knee trauma, comma, sprain, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and left posterior cruciate ligament injury, period. Number four, concussion, comma, head injury, comma, traumatic brain injury, comma, improved vertigo, comma, and cephalgia, period. Number five, facial lacerations. Number six, left sixth and seventh rib fractures, improved, period. Diagnosis is 1, 2, 3, and 4 are permanent. Diagnoses 5 and 6 have resolved, period. The above 6 diagnoses are directly caused by the motorcycle accident in question of July 5th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairments, period. In reference to the left foot, utilizing table 16-16, the patient qualifies for a 12% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 5% whole body impairment, utilizing table 16-10, period. In reference to the left ankle, he qualifies for a 7% lower extremity impairment, utilizing table 16-2, which equates to a 3% whole body impairment, utilizing table 16-10, period. In reference to the left knee, he qualifies for an additional 7% lower extremity impairment, utilizing table 16-3, which equates to a 3% whole body impairment, utilizing table 16-10, period. In reference to the head, comma, headaches, and traumatic brain injury, he qualifies for a 7% whole body impairment, utilizing table 13-8, period. When we combine these total whole four body impairments, the patient qualifies for an 18% whole body impairment as a result of the motorcycle accident of July 5th, 2022, period. As a result of this accident, the patient would be more susceptible to arthritis in his left foot, left ankle, and left knee as the patient ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient's left ankle will require surgery with scoping and clean out and possible torn cartilage repair. And this was recently related to him by his podiatrist, period. The left knee is unstable and may require surgical intervention down the road, period. The patient needs a left knee brace at an estimated cost of $200 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient needs orthotics and is involved foot at an estimated cost of $300 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient can benefit by some injections in his knee at an estimated cost of $300, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. New paragraph. Informed consent was obtained to do the selective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risk of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.